Hey, we're going to continue the hour now by talking about research. Big number coming in from UNC's research office last week. They announced that Carolina took in $1.2 billion with a B in research funding in the last fiscal year. That is a record high for UNC. First of all, also the third straight year UNC surpassed $1 billion in research funding coming in. Big for the university, big for the community. And we are joined by Penny Gordon-Larson, who is UNC's interim vice chancellor for research, to talk about it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Good morning.
So first of all, your general thoughts about that number. That's got to be exciting.
Yep, it's really exciting. We are just thrilled that we've surpassed our goals and that we have made some enormous discoveries and contributions that we're really proud of.
What is the role of the research office in facilitating all of that?
So we really provide infrastructure, support, and help our faculty in terms of career development and training and general support for them. We identify granting opportunities and we link them up with them. We provide the support for getting the proposals out the door and then for the research compliance that comes after the awards.
Do they come to you? Do you go to them?
The funding agencies?
Or the faculty members who are doing research.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of faculty who are really interested in certain areas of science. And so they're looking for the kinds of funders who might be interested in those areas. And so sometimes we work with them to really figure out the correct place to go to try to get their work funded.
So $1.2 billion last year. What are some of the highlights?
Well, we've had a lot of really enormous success. A lot of success relates to the work we've done in coronavirus research. We have one of the world's leading experts in coronavirus research. You know, he's been working in the area for about 30 years. And so when we received all of the, terrible news with the pandemic, we were really well poised to respond. And so we have a number of large grants, one that is a $65 million grant that is going to support antiviral drug development. So that's a big one we're really proud of. We're also proud of a Duke UNC Alzheimer's disease grant, and that was $14.8 million. And then another in semiconductors. That's four universities working together for over $7 million.
When it's multiple universities working together, does the whole thing count towards that $1.2 billion, or do you take like half of it and the other half goes to Duke?
Yeah,
how does that work?
That's complicated. It depends how you account for that money.
I'm sorry, that's such a side question, mentioned. Now I'm curious. So most of the money, I think more than half of the funding came from the National Institutes of Health,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yep. So that's, it was 64% from federal sources. A large portion of that was from National Institutes of Health.
Speaking with Penny Gordon-Larson again, UNC's interim vice chancellor for research, talking about the research funding that came in. And obviously, it's got a big impact on UNC Chapel Hill. It's got a big impact on the faculty members and the students and the researchers and the labs that are receiving the funding. It's also got a big impact on just the Chapel Hill Carrboro community at large, right?
Yes. We've made a significant push towards innovation in recent years. And so that innovation, we're really interested in all aspects of innovation. So taking discoveries from whatever kind of science we're doing and turning them into new practices, new kinds of business opportunities, and new technologies. And so with that work, we're spinning out companies and startups. And part of that fuels the surrounding area in terms of talent incubators. And it's just very exciting.
So there's a lot going on, not just at UNC campus, but just like in higher education in general. There's funding concerns at the university level. There's more and more universities are relying more and more heavily on adjuncts as opposed to tenured professors. Obviously, on campus, we've had racial justice concerns for the last couple of years. How have those kind of larger issues affected you in the research office, if they have at all?
So we, in our research office, we actually just have made a hire who's working to develop diverse workforce. And we have very strong scientists who are working in the area of social science and social justice areas who are looking at the ways that structural and environmental factors affect disparities. And so from a scientific perspective, we're contributing in that area, but we're also working hard to increase our diversity of talent in our staff and faculty as well.
Speaking again with Penny Gordon-Larson, and to start to wrap up this conversation, $1.2 billion last year. If I take a wild stab in the dark, I assume the goal is to do better next year, because that's just how it goes. So what work are you doing now to keep the momentum going for next year and the coming years beyond?
Well, we've had tremendous success in particular in collaborative research. And so most of the societal problems, whether they're environmental or they are health-related, they all really are complex, and so they require folks to work together from different disciplines. And Carolina, we're really famous for being a very collaborative place. We have no barriers to collaboration, and so we will continue to try to enrich that work with bringing people together to solve major problems. We have significant efforts with our new School of Data Science and Society, which will be very exciting to keep an eye on. And then we, you know, continue to work with our partners in the region. We have been working really closely with a number of universities in the area, and we'll continue to do that work. That work really helps not just our own campus and not just Chapel Hill, but it also really helps the region. And we've been very successful, you know, just in watching the scope of things. We've attracted a lot of businesses, technologies, particularly in biotech, to the area because of that talent pool that we're producing here at UNC and in our partnering institutions.
Either on campus or in the larger community, Chapel Hill, the Triangle, what infrastructure is going in place or needs to go into place to help you? I don't know, we got the wet lab space going in downtown.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, so we're working with Innovate Carolina to develop some really interesting kinds of structures to support that entrepreneurial and innovative work, to develop, you know, a lot of incubators for small businesses, startups, and so forth. So that will really be an enriching part of the downtown as well.
And then finally, as we start to wrap up, what's happening on campus now? What research projects do you know about that are most exciting?
Yeah, there's a lot of really exciting work. We really benefit a lot from the North Carolina General Assembly and the contributions that they've made to the North Carolina Collaboratory. And the Collaboratory is funding a number of really interesting projects, one in coronavirus variant sequencing, another to remove PFAS from the drinking water, and then they're also making some inroads with the opiate kinds of research. Mm-hmm. And so all of that work, I think, is really making not just an impact on our campus, but making an impact on our region, our state, the world. So we're very excited about that.
People want to find out more about research on campus, where can they go?
They can go to research.unc.edu.
Research.unc.edu. Go there, find out more. And again, $1.2 billion in research funding last year. Looking to surpass that again next year. That's the third straight year they've surpassed $1 billion on campus. Penny Gordon-Larson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.